Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
They're recording. Hi,
hello. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And back for week episode 3 and 4.
Yes.
Probably like day 3 of Paradise.
Yeah, probably.
You love how they always like, oh, it's a week 2 in Paradise. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know damn well y'all have only been there for about 4 days. Stop acting like it's week 2, week whatever.
I know.
They pack a lot, though, into these episodes.
Yes, they do. They do.
They really do. So, yeah, we watched another doubleheader this week. Mm-hmm. And the Blake-Hannah G. foolishness continues.
Yeah.
As well as some other stuff pops up. What were your initial thoughts?
Yeah. So, initial thoughts, there are an even number of women of color to white women on this season.
Hmm. Which really? I didn't count the ratios.
Yeah, I counted the ratio in, you know, a dull moment. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. I think there's... Yeah. So the white women, let's start with them. Hannah G., Demi.
Girl, you going to try and name them right now?
I forget
I can't
who
name all these people.
I forget who the other women of color
Hannah
are.
Hannah G.,
Kaylin.
Demi. Kaylin.
Is that it?
I don't even know.
I don't remember.
A lot of women of color.
There's a lot of women of color, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just an exciting update. Mm-hmm. Second, I think that they need to revamp the format, at least of Bachelor in Paradise, because people are talking about things continuing that happened off the show and moving it into the show, and it makes it confusing for the viewer. Kaylin was saying a lot of winks tonight, like, oh, I've wanted Dean for a long time, you know. And not, she did not watch Rachel's season. What was she, like 19 when that came out? Get out of here. So I feel like they need to maybe even match them up accordingly on like little dates beforehand or something. I don't know.
I feel like they imply we all know that they all meet each other. We literally watch their lives play out on Instagram. So, like, right. We know they've all met at Stagecoach and all this stuff like that. So I feel like the producers just, like, allow that to, like, be implied.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. It would be interesting if they – I don't even know if they did, like, little pre-Paradise vlogging.
Ooh.
Or, like – I don't even know, like, sit with, like, pre-Paradise, like, let's sit with Katie and, like, go through her DMs or, like, get the scoop on who she's been talking to. Like, kind of build it into the show.
Right. Instead of those stupid intros when Katie's looking behind a bush at Blake running through the tree.
Carmen Santiago.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, like, sit with Katie, let her roll through her DMs and give us, like, some real tea. Like, so last week at Stagecoach, me and Dylan were hitting it off. Like, something, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they can build it in, but they choose to just let it be implied, and then we just, like, try and pick it up as we go.
Right. Which is not that hard because it's on Instagram. I forget Reddit. We don't even go in them Reddit streets, but...
Oh, jeez. Y'all done read these whole people's lives before they even played out themselves. Fucking prophecies and psychics on fucking Reddit.
Oh my god. And then the rest of my initial thoughts are trash. So what are your initial thoughts, friend?
My first thought is I told y'all Hannah G wasn't shit.
Did.
I told y'all she wasn't shit.
You did. You did.
I sure did. Last week she was, you know, big pimping in paradise, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I saw right through it. Mm-hmm. I knew that she was going to turn out to be straight up trifling. And I feel for Dylan because he's sweet and he's so infatuated with her. But I also don't, because at this point she's made him look like a fool time and time again that he's basically complicit in this at this point. Like, why are you still fawning over this girl? She has made out with Blake numerous times in front of you.
In front of your face.
In front of your face. Like, so disrespectful. Has not pulled you to the side, really. Like, she... Even in tonight's episode, we'll get to it. He, like, goes up and confronts her while she's, like, literally in the midst of making out with Blake. Mm-hmm. Like, why is she even doing this in front of you in the first place? Like,
right,
that's just,
rude.
Like, grimy as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, go to the upstairs day bed or go hide that shit. You down on the beach just flat out making out with the most hated man in paradise in front of your guy that, like, is literally in love with you and, like, everyone knows he's better for you. Like,
exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Very strange, very trifling, not about it. Other thought, shout out to Mike for getting the Bachelor edit he deserves in this episode. I'm now feeling very hopeful because, you know, I was very disappointed after Men Tell All or after the final rose where I was like, that was not a Bachelor edit.
Right.
Like, what was that? What do I do with this? How does my heart go on knowing that he might not be the Bachelor?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But in this episode, he definitely got a very pristine edit, and I honestly don't know who else from Paradise could potentially come out as being a Bachelor potential.
Paradise, no.
Yeah. So I feel like this episode, if anything, really gave me strong hope that he is our next Bachelor, but we will, you know, sit tight and wait until they announce it, because we know that they ain't shit.
Yes.
Echoing your thoughts, shout out to Nicole and Katie, two women of color, who are finally getting some loving, and we're actually getting to see it as well. Didn't get to see, I mean, we saw Nicole, all of her dates. She got a lot of shine this episode. We see a little bit of Katie and Chris Bukowski kind of, like, unfolding.
Yeah, which is odd.
But I'm loving, I know. But you said odd?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird, but we're not getting any insight into it, so
that's true. Yeah,
that's why. So, but I'm loving we get to see a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get a little bit more next week, but I'm over the Hannah G Kalins of the world and watching them and their love journey, so I just latch on to anybody who's, like, different and interesting, and I'm happy that, you know, Nicole and Kate are getting some love. And then I have a random thought or question, or, like, let's just discuss this.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to make of Wills. What I'm supposed to do with Wills.
What are we going to do? We, as a community, Bachelor Nation, what are we going to do?
Yes. What's his deal? What? We're supposed to love him because he's cool and quirky and has fashion sense and whatever, but, like, he struck out again with Katie. I feel like there's something about his character. Not his character, but something about his... the way he comes off, or just his personality, that just isn't really you know, hitting people the right way or the hitting the girls. Because I don't know what. Why is he not getting play?
Well,
what am I supposed to do with him?
I don't think his personality is translating on TV. Because he
it never did, not even on Becca's season.
It's never did. He's very funny on Instagram. So there's no way he's not funny in real life. And then it doesn't also shock me that he's always the one getting kind of like, oh, Wills, really? It does not shock me at all.
You mean the girls, like, not being into it.
Right? He goes for girls who probably don't know what to do with him. So I feel like he needs a good combination of like a little Onyeka, a little Sydney, and a little Tasia, and that would be his like perfect woman.
This trifecta,
like someone who's like of age, like late 20s, this young 20s girls, he needs to leave them alone. And somebody who is like, Sydney's like lived in New York and like seen people who may like be quirky like him, not his exact style, but like quirky and kind of funky dudes like him that won't think he's gay.
Like city boy.
And yet somebody who's like a little bit more fun and spontaneous with some personality, because he's like so chilled out. But like us watching him trying to find love is painful, because I'm like,
yes, it is. It's very painful. And I'm like, I want the best, because we don't have, I mean, there are no black men or bachelor men, many bachelor men of color. So, like, I want the best for him, but I'm like, something is not clicking. The personality for me is not really there. I feel like there's potential there, because he has the cool, funky clothes, and he's like, you know, he's different, kind of quirky. We kind of saw a little bit of that on Becca's season, but on Becca's season, we also got, like, very monotone Wills as well, that we were not very hopeful in being the first black bachelor, because he didn't seem to be the type to be able to carry a season. And so, yeah, I'm still sitting in the cut, just watching him, just trying to figure out what we're supposed to do with him. You know?
I do know.
Okay, good. I'm not alone in this.
Not at all.
Someone explain to me what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, still hoping and wishing, and of course want him to find love.
Yeah, of course.
And we'll see how that plays out. So yeah, those are my initial thoughts.
Nice.
Before we get into the recap, two quick announcements. As we said last week, we'll for the Patreon crew, we're doing our August Q&A. It will this month be a pre-recorded Q&A that we're going to record on August 17th. So you have until then to send us any questions you have. Justine, you're posting like Instagram stories, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So any questions you have about Bachelor World, you know, what we're doing over the summer, dating, relationships, food, travel, beauty, anything you want to talk about, send us through your questions for our August Q&A.
You can also send them through email. The number email 2, well. blackgirls1rose@gmail.com.
Very much looking forward to that. Also, very exciting, this Thursday, we will be recording on the 51 First Dates podcast.
Yay!
So excited. Kimmy and Liza, they are based here in New York as well. So we're going to go over to their apartment and Kiki and record on their podcast, talking about The Bachelor, dating, relationships. Their podcast is pretty cool. Definitely go and check them out, and then we'll post more details when our episode is posted.
Yep. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.